Stay tuned for the Hi-Fi Club. It's next on the Hi-Fi Club Radio Network.
Morning, blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings
and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of
love. I love you, darling. Baby, you know I do. But I've got to see this book of love. Find out why it's true.
Wonder where she will stay. My little runaway. Run away.
All right, baby. Once again, it's time for another edition of the Hi-Fi Club with your host, Mark Shannon. Put your right hand on the radio and say hallelujah.
And it's the Hi-Fi Club Radio Show. We're back for the week of August 4th, 2013. I'm Mike Shannon with your weekly blast to the past. That's where we usually mix it up with some of your favorite tunes, throwing a little historic pop culture from yesteryear there, and some retro-mercials just for fun. But we've got a special presentation for you this week as we honor the life of radio personality Kid Craddock. But first, let's check out the Hi-Fi Club website at www.thehificlub.net, and that's your source for everything you need to know about the show. You can look up our show schedule, affiliate list, and streaming links there. Again, that's www.thehificlub.net. You can also email us. That address is thehificlub@gmail.com. So send in your comments, news tips, song requests, and birthday requests, and we'll mention them on the show. You can also give us a call at area code 469-HIFI-CLUB. All right, that's 469-443-4258. Just leave us a message there. The Hi-Fi Club also on Facebook. Just log on to Facebook.com and search for Hi-Fi Club Radio Show. And while you're there, click on Join Group to become a fan of the show. All right, as I mentioned a moment ago, we're here today to honor the life of longtime radio personality Kid Craddock, who died unexpectedly on Saturday, July 27th. We'll cover his entire biography, including his career and his accomplishments like Kid's Kids, and we'll include a list of things you probably never knew about Kid. Now, it'll take a lot of talk and some minutiae to tell his story, but we'll also include some rare recordings of Craddock on the air over the years. So, let's get started. Kid Craddock's real name was David Peter Craddock, but he spelled Craddock, C-R-A-D-I-C-K. All right, he was born in Napoleon, Ohio on August 22, 1959, the youngest of four children. He grew up in Dunedin, Florida. That's where he was known for pulling stunts in school, like setting a girl's hair on fire, which he claimed was accidental, and being the ringleader that got 1,000 classmates to induce vomiting in the lunchroom at the same time. His first disc jockey position was at age 15, where he lied about his age to get on with the nightclub operated by the youth organization Young Life. Now, after high school, Craddock attended the University of Miami for one semester. Then he dropped out to enroll in a 10-week broadcasting course. He then landed the overnight shift at a small radio station in Sarasota, Florida. It's about 90 miles away from home. He said the job only paid $90 per week, and he said they charged me for parking. But this led to what Craddock called a dream job with Q105 in Tampa in 1978. That's not far from his home in Dunedin. Q105 was the number one station in the entire state. The program director there took to calling Craddock Kid as just a blow-off term, but the name stuck. Craddock initially worked overnights but was promoted to the evening shift, which he said exploded in the ratings right off the bat. But after 2 years, he was fired for what he called a very stupid mistake, where the general manager caught him snooping around the office to look for salary records on a dare from another employee. The next 5 years were spent at stations across the U.S., including mornings at KYNO-FM in Fresno, California in 1980, KHTZ, K-Hits, there in L.A. That's where he also worked area comedy clubs as an MC, introducing the likes of Sam Kinison and Paul Reiser. Then it was off to Salt Lake City doing mornings at KAYK and KLRZ. Kranick was too energized and high-strung for a typical morning show, though, and he considered leaving the business until a consultant talked him out of it, convincing him to stick to the night shift. In September 1984, changes to the Dallas-Fort Worth radio landscape were brewing. The lone contemporary hit station, Z92.5, was about to get some serious competition. Now, Contemporary Hits Radio, or CHR as it's abbreviated, that was the 1980s name for Top 40, of course a format that catered mainly to teenagers. ABC owned KTKS 106.1 flipped to CHR as KISS 106 on September 10th. We're still in 84 now, followed 2 days later by KEGL 97.1, The Eagle. It was kind of a knee-jerk reaction for The Eagle, who needed to fill a staff quickly for the unplanned format change. Local radio vet Sharon Wilson Gallagher had just left The Eagle and her evening show The Party after 3 years and headed for oldie station KRQX 570 AM. So when Kid Kranick sent in an audition tape to KEGL, program director Randy Brown called him immediately. At The Eagle, Kranick was an overnight success on the evening shift. At just 23 years old, he was considered the new teen sensation, helping KEGL become the number one CHR station in Dallas-Fort Worth within just a year. Now, he did indeed sound like a 16-year-old on the air, and I guess he kind of always did, but he connected with what they called the homework crowd in a way that hadn't been done in this market. Kid was being one of them. He was embraced as a fellow teenager, took time to interact with callers and show some compassion, instead of being that typical slick-talking, shuck-and-jive DJ that you'd hear in a Top 40 station that really makes no connection to the listener or even cares to. In other words, Kranick had said before, it's where what the DJ says is more important than how it's said. Kid was a master at working the phone lines, taping all the calls on reel-to-reel, some of the bites archived for later, some for immediate use, and being able to nail down the timing while spinning records, and yes, they were records then, and planning the next break, all at breakneck speed. And Kranick took his job at the Eagle very seriously. He wanted to know the pulse of DFW teenagers firsthand. So get this, he would dress down, grab a backpack, and head to local high schools during lunch posing as a student. He'd mingle around and take mental notes. The ruse worked for a while until people started recognizing him. And you know, he was kicked out more than once when his story of being a transfer student from out of state didn't fly. He also endeared himself to teens by taking a stand against parents who were giving him and the music business flack over suggestive songs. That parental advisory label was a polarizing issue in the mid-80s, I'm sure you remember, but Kid had his listeners' backs. In fact, the Dallas Morning News once said, he wallows in the pubescent world of his listeners. He giggles with them about sex and those dreaded quote-unquote hangers, which always seem to pop out of nostrils at the most embarrassing times. Okay, let's hear some audio of Kid Kranick's earliest days at the Eagle, keeping the homework crowd entertained. You'll hear his trademark Howdy Baby a few times, along with Boogie Check, Battle of the Hits, and some other elements that kept the show at high energy buzz.
Hit 97.1 KEGL. It's Only Love. There's Brian Adams and Tina Turner here with Randy Brown on the Eagle. We got the Going Home Report coming up from Andrea Lively, and also a feature that you're going to hear tonight on the Kid Kranick Show. We'll tell you about that in just a couple minutes. But first, a Texas sesquicentennial note. Some Texans up in Vail, Colorado want to celebrate in a big way. They're going to make the world's largest enchilada. Yes, it's a whopping 150-yard long enchilada. They're going to do this up in Colorado. The world's biggest enchilada will be...
It starts in Colorado, then it ends in Utah, I think.
Yes, it'll be auctioned off to help the Blind Skiers Association. I didn't make this up, friends. The guys that are doing it, they decided to make it 1 yard for each year of the state's independence. The enchilada will contain 150 gallons of cheese, 150 gallons of red sauce, and will be placed in a 150-yard-long corn tortilla made in sections and pieced together and then placed over an open furnace oven. And Valerie Bertinelli has been invited in to eat it.
Oh, no.
Let's get the Going Home Report.
Going Home Report. Three major problems working. It's all around the downtown Dallas area. And you're most likely stuck in it. We do have a lot of cars. Eastbound on I-30 East R.L. Fort, just past 2nd Avenue, a five-car injury accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up solid into the downtown for the Eagle. I'm Andrea Lively on approach to Redbird in Black Thunder.
Now go home. Talk to you tomorrow. Listen, Kid Craddock was a special guest of honor last night at a meeting in Plano, and he wasn't even invited.
Yeah, they just talked about me.
It was a parent group, and could you tell us just a little bit about this?
I don't know much. I just know that when I got to the station today, they said that some lady
you had
called.
14 memos in your slot out there about
some lady called and said that she invited some parents to get together to discuss the Kid Craddock show, and maybe it wasn't suitable for young people.
No,
and 500 people showed up.
And they think that perhaps you're not.
I don't have 500 listeners, for God's sake.
They think that perhaps you're not the best role model.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they think. So we're going to talk about that tonight.
Well,
if you went to that meeting, give me a call, please.
Well, I have to say that I know that at times like this, you can get a little hot-headed. And
no.
I think it's important
Randy,
that cooler heads prevail, and that's why and it's also important that we not alienate any segment, however small it is.
Okay.
That's why I want these potato heads to call me tomorrow, okay?
Jack Davis got the call.
4220.
I guess we should tell all the young people to turn their radios off now, because I'm on.
Parental guidance is suggested.
It's 5:55. This is Kid Craddock, ready to take off on a nonstop Eagle free flight of the cleanest back-to-back hits you've ever heard.
K-E-G-L. The Eagle.
KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas.
Howdy, baby.
This is Kid Craddock. Nobody plays more hits than the Eagle.
KEGL.
All hit 97.1 KEGL. It's Kid Craddock. I got a feeling I'm going to give away some money. If I were you, I wouldn't waver too far from the radio, okay? The money song is Shout My Tears for Fears, and it'll be the sixth song in one of our Eagle free flights. Call in when you hear it and win $1,000 from KEGL.
KEGL.
Hey, Jude.
All hit 97.1 KEGL, your big money radio station. We don't screw around with 50s and 100s. Oh, no. Every time we give away money, it's $1,000. And I guarantee a winner tonight before 8 o'clock.
You got
all hit 97.1 KEGL. Kid Craddock inside at least 35 minutes of continuous music on the Eagle. Give you music and money. $1,000 cash will be given away before 8 o'clock tonight. Just listen to win.
KEGL show.
It's 8:55.
Howdy, baby.
We're ready to take off on a non-stop Eagle free flight of back-to-back hits.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
What do you know?
Time for the battle of the hits at K-E-G-L, Fort Worth, Dallas.
Howdy, baby.
This is Kid Craddock tonight.
K-E-G-L.
Battle of the Hits Champion.
And our new champion is Simple Minds. Sanctify yourself. We'll put it up against a brand new challenger next.
Battle of the Hits Challenger.
It's the new lover boy.
This could be the night.
Oh, this could be the night. We can't play that record anymore because they might mean this could be the night to have sex, and then all those parents would be all over me. So I don't think they mean this is the night to have sex, so we'll never play that record again. We don't want to make these parents mad, of course. I'm sorry. I get carried away sometimes. What time is it anyway?
What time is it?
Oh, it's time to vote. It's time to vote for the Battle of the Hits here. Our champion is that filthy, dirty song by the Simple Minds called Sanctify Yourself. Oh! I mean, I don't even sanctify other people. I can't imagine sanctifying myself. Our challenger tonight, This Could Be the Night, another filthy, dirty song that ought to have a record rating on it. Call in your votes right now. The lines are open at 7871-97.1. Here's another dirty one. Oh, hit 97.1 KEGL. Clarence Clemens blowing his sax, and Jackson Brown, he's not blowing anything, he's just singing. Battle of the Hits, results time, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Eagle, K-E-G-L, I'll spell that for you, it's K-E-G-L, thank you very much. Okay, the final score tonight, 68% to 32%, I think you're going to like this.
97.1
KEGL,
at home of the hits champion.
Loverboy, the first ballad they've ever come out with, as far as I know, as a single. This Could Be the Night, our brand new Battle of the Hits champion.
Ask an eagle.
All hit 97.1 KEGL. This is Kid Craddock along with Loverboy, our brand new, ladies and gentlemen, our brand new Battle of the Hits champion. Give him a big hand. We are so excited that Loverboy and This Could Be the Night won tonight. So excited we're going to play some more Loverboy for you here in just a couple of minutes. The Boogie Check is coming up, which really ticks the parents off, from what I understand. So be listening for that. We had a problem last night. Somebody somebody snuck in one of those expletives that we're supposed to delete, and I forgot to delete it. The summer's hottest FM and the All Request Show on KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas. The Eagle, all hot, all hit.
97.1.
Here we go.
KEGL.
My lines are open at 7871-97.1. That number again, for those of you in a coma, 7871-97.1. If you have a request tonight for Friday night, call me on the All Request Show.
Request and dedication show.
I like my dedication. State of the heart. Bert Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Dallas, Fort Worth weather.
It's going to be a nice weekend. Sunny and warm to work on the tan in the afternoons and a little cooler at night. The lows tonight about 71. Tomorrow, 72. Expect a high of 99 to 105. Woo! That's warm. In Dallas right now, it's 93. In Fort Worth, it's 94. Here at the Urban Center in Las Colinas, 93 degrees at the Eagle.
97.1 KETL.
All request and dedication show.
Time to get bummed out on Friday night. It's a sad one, too. It says, "Dear kid, I was in love with Sean. We met at a party through some mutual friends. Kid, it was truly love at first sight.
Kid Craddock, Boogie Check.
Hi, Boogie Check.
Yeah, I want to say Eagle thinks Mark is extremely fine and Mort is a frog.
Thank you. Boogie Check.
Hi.
Eagle, you're on the Boogie Check.
I just wanted to say you're the most adorable thing I've ever heard.
You must have the wrong number. Hi, you're on the Boogie Check.
Cheers for Fears rules.
Cheers for Fears rules. Why aren't they playing in the Aid concert tomorrow?
How do I know?
I thought maybe you were their agent. Hi, you're on the Boogie Check.
I want to get butt naked with Rodney from Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley. She couldn't be more than 10 years old, and she's talking about getting butt naked. That's disgusting. Hi, you're next on the Boogie Check.
Yes, I like to tell Kathy, Andrew, Gaynetta, and Denise hi.
Hi, you're on the Boogie Check.
Hi, kids. Tell Stacy Lee that Becky cannot wait till we get to Sweden and Denmark.
Ooh, all right. You're going to Sweden and Denmark?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I come?
Well?
They've got beautiful blonde-headed girls over there.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful blonde-headed guys, too.
Yeah.
That's why you're going. I knew it. Hi, you're on the Boogie Check.
This is Dana from Murphy, and I just want to give Robbie Bottorff a big welcome to Texas because he's visiting from New Jersey in Wiley High School's number one.
All right. Thank you. Hi, you're next on the Boogie Check.
Hi, I just want to say that Kim wants to jump Robert Stones, and I want to jump Kurt.
Well, let's do some bone jumping. Hi, you're on the Boogie Check.
Yeah, I love Penny.
No, see, that's exactly what I told you not to do, is call and go, "Yeah, I love Penny."
Oh, well.
Well, so think of something different to do, okay? Okay, go ahead. Something real creative. Something wildly creative, just off the top of your head. Because you sound to me, excuse me, sir, but you sound to me like a creative guy.
Well, let's see.
I mean, you sound like somebody bubbling over with energy.
Okay, how about if I want to get butt naked with it?
Is that the best we can do?
Yeah.
All right, go back to bed. Thanks.
All right, Kid Craddock at KEGL, the Eagle, in Dallas, Fort Worth, during 1985, as we continue to talk about the life and times of Craddock here on the Hi-Fi Club. And as you can probably guess, there was nothing KISS 106 or Z92.5 could do to compete with the Eagle at night. In fact, Z92.5 gave up and went to a classic hits format in February of 86. Kid was number one across the board in DFW and was such a hot property that the real Kiss FM, which is KIIS in Los Angeles, the home of Rick Dees, came calling for him in August 1986, but Craddock turned them down. He married his fiancée Carol at the end of that month, and they decided to stay put in DFW. In fact, he and Carol had been together since they met on the very first day Kid came to Dallas back in September 1984. Then 2 months later, on October 10, 1986, a new CHR competitor signed on the air at 94.9 FM, known as Y95. No names such as Super Snake and Billy Burke tried to hold court against Craddock, but with little success. But soon, though, they would have the homework crown for the taking when Kid was moved from nights to afternoons December 1, 1986, at his own behest, just so he could talk more. Craddock had to tone things down to appease the older audience that listened in the afternoon drive, but that didn't stop him from doing his trademark Burn Your Buns prank calls. Doing fake calls on the radio was mostly uncharted territory then, and you know it was Kid that paved the way for guys like Roy T. Mercer and even Captain Jenks to bring their phone pranks to prominence. Let's listen to Craddock burning a listener's buns.
EGL.
Hello?
Hey, is Mike Ray there?
Yes, is he?
What's happening, Mike?
Not much.
This is Sean Payson. I got your number from John Kroll.
Uh-huh.
I understand you work for Jet Limousine.
Uh-huh.
All right. Listen, you've been assigned to handle a project that we got going on this Saturday night. I was wondering if I could take a minute and fill you in.
Please do.
All right. What we're going to be doing, you got to keep this under your hat, all right?
You got it.
But we got the Beastie Boys coming in.
Okay.
And they're going to be going to the Las Colinas Communications Center.
Okay.
Laying down a couple of tracks. You know where that is?
The Las Colinas?
Yeah. You know where the communication center is?
No.
It's right off of MacArthur and LBJ. You'll have an itinerary and a map.
Okay.
All right. But are you familiar with the Beastie Boys?
Oh, definitely.
All right. They're a little wild, you know, so,
yeah.
You know, you're going to have to be kind of wild, too.
I can do that.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Are you licensed to carry a handgun?
No, I'm not.
You're not. You might want to bring a gun or some sort of weapon with you.
Okay.
Because we don't have any security on this thing. When they're coming in for just a recording session,
uh-huh.
We don't bring any security in.
Okay.
And man, I'll tell you, the people can go wild.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's the guys in the back seat you're going to have to worry about.
Okay.
We just did a thing in San Francisco where Mike D wanted to drive the limo.
Uh-huh.
And under no circumstances should you let him drive.
You got it.
Because he threw the driver out in the street, and that was a... Did you read about that?
No, I didn't.
All right. Well, that's good. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to pick that guy up at the Communication Center.
Well, no, you're gonna pick up Mike D.
Okay.
And MCA at the airport.
Okay, at the airport.
You'll be getting the itinerary from John.
Okay.
Probably tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
And this is real hush-hush. Nobody knows about this. You know, we don't want any fans to be around.
You got it.
So anyway, you're going to be picking them up at the airport, and then you're going to be going to another location that we haven't designated yet to pick up the new member.
Okay.
Okay. Now, they've got some funny things that they require of their limo drivers, and I wondered if I could go ahead and fill you in. It's a little embarrassing. They want you to bring a box of Hefty Bags.
Box of Hefty Bags. Okay.
Just, you know, the big garbage sacks.
Uh-huh.
They also, I'll just come out and say it. They want you to bring a miniskirt with you.
A miniskirt.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you could borrow...
Okay.
Borrow one from her or something.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what they want. And, you know, at some point during the trip, they may ask you to put that on. You got to understand where these guys are coming from. You know, it's like they just like to go out and party and have a good time.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you don't mind wearing a miniskirt then?
No, I think I can handle that.
Okay. You said you have a girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
You might have asked you a couple of quick questions about her?
Go ahead.
How tall is she?
She's about 5'6".
5'6"? How much she weigh?
I don't know. I can't tell that.
For normal weight, though?
No, I don't.
Is she a looker?
She's a looker.
She's hot?
She's very hot.
I'll tell you what. What's your hourly fee?
My hourly fee?
Yeah.
About $10.
$10?
Yeah.
That's what you make to drive the limo?
Yeah, I'm just beginning.
How would you like to make $25?
Okay.
Bring her along.
Bring my girlfriend along?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And let her ride in the back with the guys.
Let my girlfriend ride in the back with the guys.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to use my gun?
Use your gun? What do you mean?
Well,
like use it on the
I've
Beastie
been going
Boy?
Out with this girl for 4 years.
Well, hey, you know, I mean, you want to be a successful limo driver, or don't you?
Hey, I mean, I just drive a limo. I'm not supposed to give my girlfriend to you, the guys in the back.
Yeah, but these are the Beastie Boys, you know? I mean, they get what they want.
Well.
So just look at it this way. I mean, you can continue to go out with her. They'll come in one day, you know, they'll bang her a couple of times and they'll be gone. You'll still have her, you know, and you'll be able to tell your friends that that you're good friends with the Beastie Boys.
Good friends with my girlfriend.
How about $75 an hour?
Maybe 100.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
This is Kid Craddock from the Eagle.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're selling me your girlfriend.
You want her?
Oh, Mike. She's the one who put me up to this. She just burned your buns.
Oh, she's dead.
Kid Craddock there in a rather mild burn your buns prank call here on the Hi-Fi Club. All right, next, 1987 spelled the end for crosstown competitor Kiss 106. They dropped their contemporary hits format in September to become the Oasis. Craddock was still humming along in afternoons, though, but not quite enjoying the same notoriety or energy or listenership he once had on the night shift. But it wasn't long before KEGL management came to an impasse in contract negotiations with the raunchy morning show host Moby and let him walk in early April of 1988. Kid was pressed into duty as the new morning man, along with co-host Julie Patterson. This spelled an end to a long line of mostly lewd and crude morning shows dating back to Stevens and Pruitt, and later the trio of Paul Robbins, Paul Kinney, and Phil Cowan. But both the trio and successor Moby were let go after just 6 months on the air each, so the pressure was on Craddock to make the morning show a winner, especially after Y95 had stolen the top CHR station owners from the Eagle early in 1988. Y95 morning duo Bill Evans and Trey Matthews took a bite out of the Eagle's ratings, and it didn't help that Evans was getting additional exposure as a weatherman on local Channel 8 in Dallas. But you know, it would be the format itself that slowly chipped away at the success of both KEGL and Y95. At the end of 1988, some rejuggling of both the AM and FM dials paved the way for KJMZ, better known as 100.3 Jams. Their format incorporated new R&B hits with top 40 pop. The radio industry referred to that format as Churban, okay, C-H-R in urban. And, you know, it was taking a stronghold in every market where it appeared. Meanwhile, Kid Craddock came to the conclusion in March 1989 that he needed to push harder to appeal to an adult audience on his morning show, and that's when he dropped the Kid nickname in favor of his real name, Dave. But the station was having identity problems as well. Craddock said, quote, the station had changed its overall personality so many times that you couldn't rely on it anymore, end quote. The listeners noticed, and by the middle of 1989, 100.3 Jams had siphoned off much of KEGL's audience. And no doubt, too, that some of those former listeners were disgusted with the Eagle for arbitrarily playing crossover country hits like Friends in Low Places. Yes, KEGL was still neck and neck with Y95, though, but the era of conventional CHR in the top 40 stations was slowly fading away. For teens and 20-somethings, it was no longer the cool place to be. And you know, Craddock was no longer respected as part of their fold. All right, let's listen to a kid working the morning shift at the Eagle.
In fact, I think from now on we ought to say it twice.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The End of the Innocence by Don Henley right there.
Three times would be good, right. Just in case people don't have a pen handy.
Should we do the record label?
Isn't that's a good idea. What label is that, son?
Chrysalis or something.
White.
It's a white label.
White label.
Thank you very much. It's 8:09 now at KEGL. Boy, have we got a hot Labor Day bash planned for you. We were all sitting around the conference table thinking of new ideas, and they didn't like my contest that I brought up again, stare at the sun until you win a free dog. So they've decided again to go with that the Village Country Club, which is a good second choice. We're going to be out there on Labor Day with live music, water volleyball, and poolside games. We packed thousands of people in there last year. We do this on Memorial Day and Labor Day, and it is a bash you don't want to miss. The bikini contest alone is worth the price of admission, which is free. It's absolutely free. Let's see, from 11 to 12:30, there's no cover charge. And the Village Country Club is Southwestern in Carruth Haven, just off Greenville Avenue. Got some good bands this year, too. Mm-hmm. Kenny and the Casuals, Moving Colors, and Extreme Heat, all playing for your listening and dancing pleasure at the Village Country Club on Monday.
But no Bohemians.
No Bohemians.
No,
9 minutes after 8 at KEGL, we're asking you to call our KEGL opinion line this morning and tell us what you do and don't like about our radio program so that we can make it better.
Yeah, I'm really tired of that 5:30 club. I think it's just too much talking. I'd rather hear some music in the morning. I think some of the topics you talk about, a few of them are interesting, and just too much I'd like to hear a lot more music.
Boy, this is a controversial thing, this 530 Club. It's split right down the middle.
I'm thoroughly satisfied with KEGL's programming and top-notch personnel. My only suggestion is the hiring of Ron Chapman away from a less fortunate local radio station. He can make coffee, answer the phones, whatever it takes to keep him off the air. KEGL owes it to its listeners to prevent major accidents near the locations of Chapman's scary billboards. All kidding aside, KEGL is the best radio station around. No crap and no rap.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. Just read the card. Yes.
Very good.
I don't think there's anything very much that you can do to change the show. Just for the people, for the listeners in Fort Worth, you ought to have, like, you know, more things happening in Fort Worth instead of Dallas all the time.
I agree with that. I'm a Tarrant County resident and proud to be.
That's right.
So I don't blame you. And I think KEGL's going to get to work on that right away.
Listen, I think it's time for you guys to get new jingles. Those little double shot jingles, KEGL, those things sound like they're right out of the 60s.
Out of the 60s?
Out of the 60s.
All right, well, it's funny that he would bring that up because we just had some new jingles produced. Let's go ahead and play one of those.
Fun Radio! Jeez, that's a great one.
That lady that called in about the New Bohemians?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to agree with her on that because we can't stand...
Aquies.
No, that's not the one. I'll tell you the one it was. It's what I am is what you are, and no, I'm not. You are, too, and yes, you are, and I am not, and I'm going to tell my mama.
We'll be jamming. Keith, proud to present...
Let's get a check on traffic. It's a service of It's a Child's World Daycare Center. And here's Hollywood.
Inbound, RLT, I-30, First Avenue, earlier accident. Still, it's going to be right abeam the on-ramp there, causing a slight slowdown. The Eagle's eye in the sky. I don't know where I am. Yes, I do. In the air somewhere over there. I'm Hollywood and KGO, the Black Thunder.
Hollywood.
Yes.
Dallas Morning News this morning, they say Exxon is going to urine test all 15,000 employees for drugs.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm over at Exxon Station right now. Yes.
All 15,000 of them get urine tests. Hope they don't spill that. One of the comments we got was, we just don't play that darn Wiggle song enough, so we're going to get everybody up wiggling.
Wake up, toes. Wake up, toes. Wake up, legs.
It's the Craddock and Company Morning Show, 17 past 8 o'clock. Appreciate you listening this morning.
Next, kids' personal life took an unexpected turn. In August 1989, Craddock's wife Carol announced she was pregnant. But before his daughter Caroline was born on April 30th, 1990, she was misdiagnosed with a bone defect that meant she would never be able to walk. But once the truth was discovered later, the prospect of having a child with a disability still stuck in Kid's mind, and that's when he decided to see how he could help parents and children with similar prognosis. After talking to one of his mentors, local radio jock Jim Zippo, about Jim's work at the Make-A-Wish Foundation and for Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Kid decided to start his own nonprofit organization known as Kid's Kids. It sponsored all-expense-paid trips to Disney World for chronically and terminally ill children, allowing them and their families a deserved break from hospitals and from bad news. Kid traveled with the families to Florida and usually coordinated these trips twice a year. Regular fundraising events were held over the years, including the popular Second Chance Prom that began in 1994, and private donations were accepted, but much of the cost paid for out of his own pocket. Now, back at the station, Craddock tried new ways to get attention from listeners, like the time he had an intern named Ralph Humphreys smuggle guns into DFW Airport as a prank. And you know, that was especially not received well, since that was the first day of the Persian Gulf War. Kid also planned the first ever underwater broadcast in a tank packed with 5 killer sharks, but alas, no one could find a tank large enough for the stunt. Yeah, lucky him. Part of that reemerging as a prankster was Craddock's decision to dump the name Dave and become Kid again in August of 91. But you know, even that wouldn't save the FM dial from erosion of the contemporary hits format. Even competitor Y95, known by then as Power 95, signed off the air in October due to low ratings. So, the Eagle became the sole survivor of the hard-fought battle between Y95, Z92.5, and Kiss 106, but you know, it was nothing to brag about. KEGL dropped out of the top 10 for the first time since 1982. And changes were brewing at the Eagle, and on June 12, 1992, Kid Craddock and the rest of the staff at KEGL were let go. The station stunted for the rest of the summer, finally settling on a modern rock format and Howard Stern's syndicated show for mornings. Meanwhile, Craddock still got a regular paycheck since 2 years remained on his contract. You know, he did try his hand very briefly that summer as a talk show host at KLIF 570, but was apparently unpaid and just to test the waters. Well, good news finally came in December 1992. A different KISS station had just signed on at 106.1 in early November, and as luck would have it, they needed a strong contender in the morning drive slot. Kidd was offered the job and decided it would be worthwhile to give up the guaranteed money that his KEGL contract was still paying him. So, on January 4th, 1993, Kidd Craddock went to work for KISS FM for what he said was a two-thirds pay cut. They teamed him with his former newscaster at the Eagle, Jocelyn White. Now, Kidd managed to shed his teen idol status by finding new material for his show and his own marriage and parenthood, and he was given free rein to do whatever he wanted, but still, he kept his energy in check. He was more aware that parents were listening to his show now, and likely some of his former teen listeners who had grown up. Craddock said in 1994, quote, "The things that would make me a good father are the things that would not necessarily make me a good radio personality, like being careful about what you say and carefully weighing things before you act. All the things a good father should do, a good disc jockey should disregard." All right, here's a piece of Kidd Craddock's first day on the job at KISS FM and a rare air check you'll only hear on the Hi-Fi Club.
The new 106.1 KISS FM. Jocelyn, I have my predictions for 93 coming up next.
Can't wait.
On KISS. KISS FM. No, that's not Boyz II Men. They do sound like them. That's Color Me Bad. The reason everybody thinks it's Boyz II Men is because it's just wishful thinking, Jocelyn. Boyz II Men is the song that we're listening for, actually the artist that we're listening for all day on KISS. Anytime you hear a Boyz II Men song, you call KISS, you want a CD collection of those who are nominated for the American Music Awards,
mm-hmm.
and you could win the grand prize, a trip to the American Music Awards in Los Angeles.
Do I get to go to?
From KISS, no.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I already checked on that. Tried to get that in the contract early
didn't
on,
work, huh?
And no, and I've got an ironclad 3-week contract here at KISS, and I thought I could do anything, but apparently that's one thing we're not getting. However,
yes.
Grammy Awards?
Yes.
I hear we're going.
Oh, all right.
I hear we're going, yeah. Also, a trip to Maui KISS has given away. Now, I'd give up the Grammys and the American Music Awards to go to Maui.
Me too. You think we could negotiate on the back end here?
Let me call Saul and see if I can get him in here to take care of that. But we're also giving away a trip to Maui, and I'll be having details on that here in about 10 minutes. Here's what I want you to do. Think about your New Year's resolutions and be prepared to call in here to KISS. It's 7:21. Did you have a good New Year's?
Yeah, it was great. I was asleep.
No.
Yes.
No.
I mean, of all the times you'd have to ask me this, yeah,
oh,
I slept.
Oh, Jocelyn, you know, when it came to choosing someone to do news for this show, I said, I want that party dog. I want Jocelyn White, that party dog.
Hey, what can I say? I saw 7 movies last week. I was just worn out.
God, even Guy Lombardo was up till midnight, and he's dead.
Clark.
Yeah. So you did. Well, actually, I went to a pretty bad party myself. Right at the stroke at midnight, they asked everybody to cough, which was, sorry, that's a guy joke. It's a guy joke. I'm sorry. Can I give you my quick predictions for 1993?
Sure.
Just have a few here. I predict that Woody Allen will open a preschool. That's prediction number one.
Okay.
Number two, Dale Hansen will make a special guest appearance on Dale Hansen's sports special. Number three, Michael Jackson will shock the world by revealing that he was once a black man. Yes, yes. And number four, Oprah Winfrey will be arrested for eating a Kentucky Fried Chicken employee. All those and more happening in 1993. We're taking your predictions, too, if you'd like to give us a call here at KISS. Our number is 787-1061.
KISS FM, and a good morning to you. Mother Nature toying with us again, but by tomorrow we should see some more near normal weather for this time of the year. I got your forecast still ahead. First, though, let's see what Michael T. has for us, and he's been keeping an eye on KISS traffic.
What's your favorite one?
That's not him.
That's where he was last time.
Well, we'll find him later, okay? This news is brought to you by National Business Employment. And here's what's happening around the world. More UN troops sent to another world's hotspot. USA Today says the TV shows with the largest percentage of women in the audience are Knots Landing and Room for Two. And on the male front, this is pretty easy to guess, Monday Night Football and Married with Children along with Herman's Head. Now we know why men and women are different.
Just don't touch the remote control, all right? Women weren't meant to touch the remote control.
Oh, gosh, let's get into that. Okay, I always want to have my finger on the button. On the KISS Sports page, the Dallas Cowboys are wasting no time in getting ready for Sunday's playoff game against Philadelphia. The Eagles down New Orleans 36-20 yesterday to advance. This hour over Arlington, it is 56 degrees right now. Over Garland, 59, and here at 106.1, 59. For Kiss FM News, I'm Jocelyn White.
106.1 Kiss FM and Kid Craddock on the JOB for the first day. And here's KWS.
Babe, I love you so. And I want you to know.
The new 106.1 Kiss FM at 7:33. This is Kid Craddock. And oh, what an incredible coup. We have Amy Fisher on the phone. We'll talk to her about her favorite movie next.
The road I have traveled on.
Kiss FM with Kid Craddock and Restless Heart on Kiss at 7:36. Good morning. Our current temperature right now as we speak is
59 degrees.
59. And where's that news team you promised me, Jocelyn? you said because you're a big wig at Channel 4 that you could finagle some reporters up here to talk about this big news event today that Kid Craddock got a job.
Yeah, and they did think it was big news.
Really?
Too. I mean, I'm not a
cool.
big wig, but they did think it was big news.
Okay, so where are they?
Well, I just talked to the assignments editor, Bob Alpazar, and...
Right, Bob and I are like this.
Yeah, and yeah. He was sending Bill George and his camera this way, and he tells me Bill is now diverted to DFW Airport where there is possibly a plane in trouble.
Oh, now see, this is what bothers me about the television news departments in this town.
Priorities?
They just don't know how to prioritize. Oh, a plane in trouble. Come on. Like there won't be time to come here and shoot me and then go out there and check out the plane in trouble. Oh, anyway, well, let's hope that that's nothing serious.
I'll find out for you, and hopefully we'll have that in the news at 7:48.
Well, if that crack news team, speaking of crack news team, I worked at a radio station. Never mind, I won't talk about
it.
But anyway, if that news team were here in this studio right now, they'd be getting a major coup. Because we have Amy Fisher on the phone.
You're kidding.
Would I lie to you about a thing like that? And I know what you're saying. You're saying, kid, why in the world would Amy Fisher call you from the state penitentiary? Well, that's a real good question, and I'll ask her that. But we do have her on the phone to talk about the movie. Amy, are you there?
You're looking for a date? Hey, I'm going to have to pencil you in about 9 years.
Amy.
Yeah?
Amy, no, I'm not looking for a date.
Oh.
This is Kid Craddock. I'm calling from Kiss FM here in Dallas. And I wanted to find out from you which movie about your life was the most accurate.
Well, did you watch them all?
No. I saw part of the one with the girl from Growing Pains, or from Who's the Boss.
Uh-huh.
And then I watched the one with Drew Barrymore.
Oh, she's a slut. I can't believe they used her to play me. To be honest with you, kid, none of the actresses that played me were very good.
They weren't.
They all had this very thick New York accent.
Oh, and you don't, so I could see how that would bother you.
Uh-huh.
Right. So how's prison life treating you, Amy?
It sucks. They took away my visa.
Oh.
I can't make any money.
Oh.
And I can't meet any men either. Could you help me meet some men?
Could I help you meet some men? I don't know. How do you propose I do that?
Well, I've always wanted to be on the dating game. You think we could do the dating game here on the radio?
The dating game?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Tell you what, Steve, get 3 bachelors on the line who want to date Amy Fisher.
They got to be married, okay?
Your 3 bachelors have to be married?
Oh, single guys are so immature.
Okay, cool. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll play a couple of songs. We'll get 3 guys on the phone, and we'll play the dating game with Amy Fisher here on Kiss FM. If you'd like to be one of our bachelors, our married bachelors, our number is 787-1061. The new 106.1 Kiss FM at 7:42. My name is Kid Craddock. It's my first day on the radio. And what an incredible coup that I was able to get Amy Fisher on the phone. And we'll play the Amy Fisher married guy dating game here in just a minute on Kiss.
She's rich. She's rich and hot. She's rich.
And Craddock brought some of his regular features over from the Eagle and even came up with a few new ones. He did Burn Your Buns, Open Line, and an ongoing bit about Flabio. Okay. A 600-pound Italian love king, a pattern after male model Fabio. And you know, even his own mother, Rosie Craddock, would call in periodically. He would also play the devil's advocate just to create some humorous conflict, like the time he got in trouble with listeners for siding with a man accused of attacking a San Antonio ice cream truck driver after he became irritated by the repetitive strain of Pop Goes the Weasel. All right, success came quickly for both Craddock and the station. You know, it only took a year and a half for Kiss FM to go from worst to first. And Kid was in the top three morning shows at the end of his first year there. But his on-air partner, Jocelyn White, was on the skids after being given an ultimatum by management to give up a TV program she hosted on KDFW Channel 4 so she could be part of Kid Craddock's show full-time. She refused, and she left Kiss FM in April 1994. Well, good fortune would be on Kid's side again, as a South Carolina-based actress, radio personality, and erstwhile fashion model named Kelly Raspberry came looking for a job. She became Craddock's sidekick on May 31st, 1994, and was still with the show beyond Kid's untimely death 19 years later. Meanwhile, Kiss FM management didn't have a problem with Kid having outside business interests as they did with Jocelyn White. He was a dedicated computer user long before the internet became mainstream. He ran an electronic bulletin board for DJs in the early and mid-1990s, one for show prep called Bitboard, and a monthly newsletter for morning jocks called The Morning Mouth. He sold both entities later. In fact, they're still in operation today. He also kept a computerized file, get this, of 60,000 jokes, plus the names of every caller he ever put on the air. Also, in the mid-1990s, Craddock gave occasional seminars and workshops on how to be a successful morning jock. All right, meanwhile, back at the station, Kid and Kelly were quickly reining in more listeners until the unthinkable came true. All right, in the summer of 1996, Craddock overtook the top spot in the ratings, beating perennial favorites Terry Dorsey and Ron Chapman across the board. The one-time teen idol became the comeback Kid. All right, in January 1997, it was time to expand the show once again, and Kid hired a limo driver named Big Al Mack to be the third wheel with he and Kelly. Craddock said at the time, quote, "I've purposely put together a team with different backgrounds because I've always believed that diversity creates conflict, and through conflict comes creativity because you have to create solutions for the conflict," end quote. But despite his success at Kiss FM, Kiss promised nothing to listeners for the long term. Quote, "I'm just not sure," he told the Dallas Morning News in 1997, "the pace of a morning show is rough. It ages you 2 years for every one. I have no desire to set any longevity records, and I doubt that I'll be on the air 15 years from now." Well, by the year 2000, it became obvious to radio industry types that Craddock's show could appeal to a broader range of listeners, and not just in Dallas-Fort Worth. First, a production company courted Kid and the crew for a television show that was much like today's Dish Nation, but apparently nothing came of it. But a year later, the chance to syndicate Craddock became a reality. On July 9, 2001, the program known as Kid Craddock in the Morning was beamed out to a handful of stations across the U.S. At its peak, the program was carried on over 100 affiliates, settling into a stable of 75 or so as of 2013. But for Kid's DFW listeners, it was kind of a double-edged sword. While they were proud of their local boy done good, they lost out on all the localism the show once had. But you know, it's kind of an evolution that can't be avoided. You know, listeners in Fargo probably don't care about some funny billboard on Central Expressway in Dallas. Well, despite the show's national coverage, Craddock chose to keep broadcasting the show from the DFW area. He formed a corporation known as, it's YEA, I think it's Yay Networks, moved the show away from Kiss FM studios and into new digs in the corporate campus development of Las Colinas, just northwest of Dallas. While Kid's show remained a strong contender in local ratings for the next 12 years, it just didn't have exactly the same charm and appeal as it did before syndication. But as time went on, the program became centered on modern pop culture and tabloid stories. Craddock, Raspberry, and Mac remained permanent fixtures on the show, but it also had a revolving door of young, hip, and trendy sidekicks who would troll the internet and attend events, read the papers, all in search of material for the show. For the last few years, Jenna Owens and Jose Chavez had been regular sidekicks. And Kid made a strong effort to keep the show on the cutting edge of technology by hosting a website with daily podcast and video from the show, plus having a strong presence on Facebook, Twitter, and even MySpace. Then, in the summer of 2012, an opportunity arose to be part of a daily national TV program that featured select morning shows from across the U.S., so Craddock and his team became the co-stars of the syndicated show Dish Nation. But sadly, fate had other plans for Kid Craddock. On Saturday, July 27, 2013, he suffered a massive fatal heart attack while on location doing a Kids charity event near New Orleans. After an autopsy, the coroner stated that he could tell Craddock had heart disease for a long time, possibly due to untreated high blood pressure. An enlarged heart and arteries that were 40 to 60% blocked didn't help either. The assumption was that maybe a piece of plaque in an artery dislodged and went straight to his heart. Doctor also suggested the heart issue was serious enough that Craddock would have had to know something about it. But then again, you know, when you live and eat and breathe the daily program, it's on both radio and TV, including all the planning and development and executive decisions and everything else that comes with being an owner and the talent. It's just not time to be sick or go to the doctor. But, you know, your job and commitment literally drain the life right out of you. Kid Craddock was just 53 years old. Okay, let's move on to the last segment of the show, where we'll talk about Craddock's accomplishments over the years, some strange contests and events he created, and we'll finish with a list of things you probably never knew about Kid. Under accomplishments, 1998, he won the Marconi Award for Major Market Radio Personality of the Year. Following year, 1999, he won the Air Personality of the Year at the Radio Music Awards, and in 2006, he was an inductee to the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. Also, I guess you can call it an accomplishment, he discovered a local boy band through a contest he sponsored. The group called Sons of Harmony did have some limited regional success. Also, Kid Craddock wrote a song, okay, did you know this? It's called Back the Blue, back in 1988 to honor the Dallas Police Department. All right, events and contests over the years. Here's some strange ones for you. The pasta eating contest, okay? He had one where he gave away breast implants. Performed more than one marriage on the air. Another routine was when he sent Al Mack out to do strange stunts, and I'm afraid to even look at a list of that. I don't have it. And also, he orchestrated a format change to all disco. It was an April Fool's joke, thankfully, 1993. Then he promoted the Amazing Bulgarian Cat Circus. Okay, that was April Fool's of 94. He said, quote, watch as over 100 cats simultaneously hurl themselves from a helicopter hovering 1,000 feet above the ground with nothing between them and a gory death but a flimsy silk parachute. Wow. All right, the annual Diaper Derby, that was another event, and also Kids Fun Fest, that was a benefit for kids' kids, the Kissmas Wish, and finally the Second Chance Prom. And some things you may not know about Kid Craddock. I don't know if you're a regular listener or not, but here's some strange things that I found just from doing some research. You know, he always stood up during an entire radio show, and he did that his entire career, not just when you see him on TV these days. Also, he never drank coffee, just Coke or, later on, Diet Coke. Also, he was often thrown out of staff meetings for wisecracking. Yeah, big surprise there. Also, he once danced as a male stripper at Le Bear to raise funds for Kid's Kids. Also, he had just one tattoo, and it said, The Luckiest. Not only was it the name of his favorite song done by the Ben Folds Five, but it's what he considered himself through all those years in radio. Next, Kid demanded perfection from his team. You know, he could be tough to work for. Kelly Raspberry's recent statements about often going home mad at the end of the day underscore that. But you know, like his mentor Ron Chapman, that relentless quest for perfection was the key to the show's success. All right, next, did you know he regularly took Adderall to control his ADD, saying he had ADD before it was cool. So he made no bones about that. It helped him concentrate. All right, he and his wife Carol were divorced in April 2008 after nearly 22 years of marriage. Kid and his now 23-year-old daughter Caroline have always remained close. And you know, I read, too, that Craddock reportedly had plans to remarry. All right, in 1994, Craddock said his epitaph should read, This is not a burn your buns. All right, he had a phobia about small airplanes and refused to drive a car anywhere in his home state of Florida. Next, he said his most embarrassing moment was saying on the air that his family had a genital hearing defect instead of a congenital hearing defect. All right, next, while he was in Salt Lake City earlier in his career, he pogo-sticked 26.2 miles on the streets of Boston along the marathon route. And while in Tampa early on, he broke the world's record for roller coaster riding at 105 consecutive hours. Also, Kid was an avid golfer for years, and sadly enough, he had just stepped off a driving range when he passed away. All right, next, let's listen to Kid Craddock's favorite song. Mentioned it a moment ago. It's called The Luckiest, right here on the Hi-Fi Club. And that concludes the Hi-Fi Club radio show for the week of August 4th, 2013. Thanks to Ray Whitworth, Ron Chapman, Doyle King, and Jim Thomas for our liners and promos. If you'd like to hire any one of them for voice work, just email us at thehificlub@gmail.com and we'll put you in touch with them. Also, a big thank you to Chris Huff and Randy Brown for some of the air checks you heard. You can visit Chris's great website at www.dfwradioarchives.info. Also, thanks to area newspaper reporters, including Robert Philpott, Aline McKenzie, and the late Al Brumley. And thanks to our Hi-Fi Club Radio Network affiliates, KLDE Oldies 104.9 in El Dorado, San Angelo, Texas, the worldwide Yesterday USA Radio Network based in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, KFAM 1670 AM, that's the new call letters for our affiliate in Farmington, Iowa. And we've got other stations there in Farmington, Music Radio 95, it's on both 94.9 FM and 950 AM. KLSR Lakeshore Radio 1650 AM in Rockwall, Texas. And finally, the North Texas Radio for the Blind in Dallas-Fort Worth and now on the air in Austin. If you or someone you know could benefit from the North Texas Radio for the Blind services in DFW or in Austin, including their online stream, just contact them 214-871-7668. Check out the Hi-Fi Club website at thehificlub.net. That's for links to our affiliates and streaming and to find out when and where you can hear the show each week. Thanks, as always, to our regular listeners and a big welcome to our new listeners. If you like the show, hey, please tell a friend. Send us any comments, suggestions, news, tips, song requests, or birthday mentions to us directly at thehificlub@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call on the Hi-Fi Club hotline. That's area code 469-HIFI-CLUB. All right, that's 469-443-4258. Just leave us a message there. And be sure to check out my other website. That's the complete history of Dallas-Fort Worth radio and television, www.dfwretroplex.com. This edition of the Hi-Fi Club, written and produced by me, Mike Shannon, copyright 2013. And I'll be back with you this time next week with another blast to the past right here on the Hi-Fi Club Radio Network. And we'll leave you with Kid Craddock's signature sign-off.
I'm Kid Craddock.
I'm Kelly Raspberry.
I'm Big Al.
I'm JC.
I'm Jenna.
Keep looking up.
Because that's where it all is.